What is up, guys? Wall J here, and I'm here with my co-host.
Heart of War. And behind the boards, we got producer Chris.
Hello.
Amigos. So, my man Wallo just had some surgery in his, inside of his nose. He didn't have the rhinoplasty to shave that shit down, but he does sound actually a little bit more clear.
I sound like a man, don't I?
Sounds like a man, man.
Yeah, baby.
He didn't expect
baby. Yeah.
Yeah, baby. He woke up, didn't expect there to be titties, though.
I also didn't expect to wake up and my asshole to hurt, so I still got to go in and have that checked out. Like, my nose hurt.
Definitely go see a different doctor.
My skull hurt. Your skull hurt. Then my anal gland was bleeding. I don't know.
Your anal gland?
Yeah, there was something going on.
You got an anal gland?
The whole gland.
Yeah, the whole gland.
Like, it's not like dogs, bro.
Like,
it's not like dogs, dude. You don't
express
your glands.
I would fart, and it sounded like I was spitting. So there was something going on down there.
It's crazy.
You know, the purple around the ring is really not what it should look like after having no surgery.
Yeah.
This is the wrong end of the head.
Yeah, I think they had their way with me.
Yeah, it's always bad when you see the doctor putting his clothes back on in the recovery room as you're waking up.
Oh,
well, so not only did I see the doctor do that, I saw a couple other people do that.
Oh, wow. So okay.
I think they ran a train on me.
That's nice. The situation. At least you felt that way, huh? Narcotics didn't really help at all afterwards for all the pain you had.
No, alcohol did that.
There you go.
Alcohol? Oh, yeah. It's self-medicating.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that do that. I know sometimes after a really, really hard practice, I might get a crunk juice too. Could happen.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't know how the crunk juice falls into the story, but
alcohol.
Okay.
Alcohol.
I thought he had no alcohol.
No, that was the old. That's the old. The new stuff doesn't have alcohol.
My new crunk juice is, you know, it's actually good for you.
It's vegan.
Yeah.
It's actually good for you. There's no ETOH involved. No alcohol involved.
Yeah. Then why the fuck are you drinking it?
Well, it gives me some energy for sure. It's like B12, CoQ10, creatine. You know. That's why I'm so sexy. Look at this.
Better watch out. So you get one of those tainted supplements in your drink.
Tainted supplements. I don't give a shit. I'm not fighting.
Yeah, right.
I was like, taint me up. Oh, hook it up.
There was a couple stories this week. I think Anderson got popped or what was it?
Again? I thought that he was coming back.
I think he was coming back, and then they said something about his PED use.
He might as well just fucking retire at this point.
I think he should. I mean, he's doing it just for the fun of it now, which is pretty cool that you have the option to do that. But to be honest, I mean, with the amount of like TBI and everything that he's accomplished already, it's no real advantage for him to keep doing it, I don't think. And the new guys are, you know, our upgraded versions. And as we get older, we just slow down just that little bit, man. That's all it takes.
He's like, what, 43, 44?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So
still a badass mofo.
Yeah, still.
Mofo, no joke. But, you know, at that top level, man, you just don't need to take that kind of punishment at that
age. Nah, man. I wonder if he was more with his money, where he'd be like, you know, I got some money. I'm just going to enjoy it down here in Brazil.
I think he was smart with his money because, I mean, I remember him talking about it at one point in time. He's like, I don't even have to worry about, like, locking my door because if I steal my car, I can buy another one, no problem. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of money. So, and in his house, I mean, it's I don't want to say it's modest, but it's very nice. But he could have definitely spent more money on his
splurged.
House. And that house is super nice. Like, I would love to have that house. But
but you could splurge, but don't be doing like all these rappers and shit. You see, I think it was today. What is he? Takeki 6ix9ine or whatever. However you say his name. The tattooed face goofball.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess he got his ass beat, pistol whipped, and shit like that. And got his. I guess he had like a real expensive custom chain made, and they beat his ass and took it.
It's one of those mumble rappers that make a
lot
of money. Yeah. Speaking of rappers.
Yeah. That's all pretty much the same. Speaking of rappers, did you guys see 50 and his beefing with Floyd Mayweather again, bro?
No.
Why?
So bad. So apparently. I don't know. I guess they're just talking shit back and forth, like typically. But they usually 50's like busting on him about his rating and stuff. So he's like, yes, and has a picture of if you go on 50 Cent's Instagram, has a picture of Floyd Mayweather kind of like crying a little bit or whatever. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, man. So you know you hired somebody to write a book about you. When are we gonna start with with your 11 domestic assault cases. We'll go alphabetically or some shit like that. And then he has his hashtag, get the strap. You know what I mean? Like,
he's just why is he talking shit? Like he's some kind of a fucking saint?
Well, I don't think that's the case. I think, like, him and Floyd are beefing. Like, Floyd said some shit about 50, and he's like, fuck you, blah, blah, blah.
Well, doesn't 50 have, like, a sixth grade education as well?
No, actually.
No, he's actually pretty damn smart. Yeah, he's
pretty fucking smart.
Okay, but still, he only made it to, like, the sixth or eighth grade, some shit like that.
Well, I don't know about that. So, what I do know is he can read.
Yeah, he can read, yeah. And he's
at a sixth grade level.
He's obviously a fairly good businessman because he hasn't rapped in quite a while, and he's expanded.
Done and
a
lot. Why was he bankrupt a couple of years ago?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
You also got to remember. Man. Sometimes when people go bankrupt, are they filed for bankruptcy?
It's not
always because I'm out of money.
Yeah.
There's tax reasons.
It could be, and the bankruptcy could be also just for like a specific business. Like people were bagging on Donald Trump about using the bankruptcy on that, the stuff. I think it was over in Atlanta or some shit like that. Right. Well, they're like, oh, he's not even good with his money. He went bankrupt. He's like, listen, I used the system. Like that was that company that we claimed bankruptcy on because everybody who invested in those real estate and that property and all that kind of stuff, all that commercial property, lost their ass on it. So the best thing to do is to claim bankruptcy, not have to pay that money back and just fold that company.
Yeah.
He's like, or you could just keep losing your ass because that was just a bad, bad investment. You have to be smart. And so when people say, oh, he went bankrupt, it's not like how me and you went bankrupt. When these guys are multi-million dollar dudes who have multiple companies, if one company is not doing well and it fucking gets a little bit in debt, instead of dragging everything else down, that company can claim bankruptcy. And now, don't quote me 100%. I'm not some sort of financial guru. I just know like the basic gist of why they're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I know a guy.
Yeah, you use people's money and not have to pay it back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that Trump University.
It's underhanded as fuck, but that's what they're doing. They're using these loopholes. They're using these loopholes.
He did it. He did it with that Trump University, which was garbage. Mm-hmm. And he did it with the casinos.
Yeah,
you know that failed too.
He's using those little loopholes, bro.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean?
And I mean, the thing is if you don't like the loopholes, then you find somebody to close the loopholes.
Yeah,
but you can't. You know, I mean, we do our taxes a little differently than you know a lot of other people. You know, we itemize a lot of shit because we can. I do the same thing with my work. I use a lot of programs that my work offers that a lot of people don't know about. But it's like, it's free money. Use it. Yeah. I mean, they give it to you every year.
Yeah.
You know, I get $800 a year to use on wellness, however I see fit.
Gym membership,
geese.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's actually expanded now, like Apple Watch. Because it's a fitness tracker.
Yeah.
Count it. I mean, a lot of shit like that. So it's like, fuck yeah, I'm going to use like that shit.
It's part of my wellness plan.
Hey, it's part of my wellness plan.
It looks good, doesn't it?
Hey, it tracks my heartbeat and my footsteps.
Oh, hold on. I got a text message on it.
I still got old gin. I don't even have new gin.
Oh, so you don't get your text messages?
No, I do get my text messages. I don't have the one that's waterproof and cellular.
Oh, okay.
Dad's got the one that's waterproof and cellular.
Of course he does.
So, I mean, he can leave his phone at home and still be able to take his calls on his watch.
Yep.
So funny.
Hello, Chief!
And I don't like, because I can take calls on my watch as long as it's like, I do it at work sometimes if I just leave it on my side. But I don't like it because...
Do you feel like they're cool? You're like...
Oh, no, I feel like it's more of a pain in the ass. I'm not sure they just put my earbuds in and just use that as a headset.
Earbuds means no wires, right?
No, I don't. Those are the AirPods.
Oh, AirPods.
Yeah.
What?
I tested those at Dad. Of course, Dad's got a pair. But I tested his out.
Sounds like Dad's got a pair of everything.
Yeah, well, of course. Fuck yeah.
Shit. Well, what do you do for his birthday? I mean, he sounds like he's got it all.
Let's see. This year for Hooker's his birthday, blow. No, hell no. This year we got him a neon clock, a neon Chevy clock, since he has a Chevy truck.
Oh, okay.
And it's almost the same color blue as his old truck. So we got him that little knickknack shit. But I mean, yeah, it's not like you can go or we did the man crates a few years back for him, a coffee one. And, you know, he likes that. So you really have to go for off-the-wall shit, you know. Because he's going to find it. He's going to see it on Amazon and be like, oh, I want that. Bing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
How old is your pops?
Oh, fuck. 61.
Man, that's
yeah.
That's what I want to be like. Be 60, not have to worry about money. Be like Amazon. Yeah, I want that. I want that.
Too. Oh, trust me, he catches so much shit though for it. Because I mean,
from who?
Oh, mom.
Oh,
she's like, look, you want to retire? You got to stop buying shit off Amazon. So he's kind of like, ah, oh, fuck.
Well, how much shit is he buying on Amazon?
A lot.
And why is he not using our fucking link?
I don't know. I need to talk to him about that. Like, yo, you need to hook that shit up.
No shit, man.
We could have hookers and blow just off of Amazon.
Do we have our Facebook Live on Locker Room Talk Facebook, or do we have it on?
Oh, it's on Wallow J. Let me share it real quick. Sorry, who's asking?
Some of my friends. We got people that like to listen to us.
Okay.
No. Oh, all right. All right. Hold on. And share and post. All right, it's there now.
All right, cool. So check this out.
Okay. What are we checking?
Check it out.
We one of my new students or whatever, super cool guy. And did I tell you guys? Let me know if I told you guys this already.
Probably did.
Anyways, he was like, hey man, I listen to podcasts.
Oh yeah, we've heard this.
And did we do it live?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah, we did it.
I don't recall.
Anyways, go ahead.
So he's like, yeah, and your voices sounded familiar. I was like, where? Mm. I was like, what is it? He's like, Locker Room Talk. I was like, yeah, that's our podcast.
It was actually funny because he was during the kids' class the other day, he was sitting at the back of the class. And he was listening to the podcast on his phone. Yeah. And I'm sitting there talking to Tegan. And all of a sudden, I'm like, kind of listening. Because it was kind of hard to hear because the kids' class was going on. But I'm listening. I'm going, that's our podcast. That sounds like our podcast. And then, like, Tegan's trying to talk to me. I'm like, shut up. I'm trying to hear our podcast. That is our podcast.
You want to know what's even funnier? Mm. He was like, dude, bro, in the beginning, it was rough listening to you guys' stuff. The first 30-some episodes. He's like, but then after that, it got a lot better. So he's listened to like almost every other episode. Well, he listened to like a bunch in the row, and then he like went every other one to kind of catch up, and now he's caught up.
Cool.
So I was like, wow, that's cool, man. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
So
took me a little bit to figure out how to actually use the board.
Well, you know, we were not born podcasters.
No.
You know?
Yeah, that's what I kind of told him. I was like, hey, man, we had like this small little board to start with. You know, the mics weren't that great. I mean, we were kind of doing it out of like odd places until we got the studio going, rocking and rolling. So he likes it, man. I'm surprised on how many people actually I know who listen to it or people like ask me about it. I was like, what? You actually like that shit?
I'm telling you, you can legit learn just about anything off YouTube. You honestly can.
So how does that translate to our podcast?
Because I did not know how to run this board. Like, I could not. No. I mean, you know, this thing's got over 200 knobs and things. It's like, what the fuck do I do? It's intimidating.
I look at it. I'm like, I don't even know which one.
You spend a week kind of watching YouTube videos and how to do mic checks and things like that. And you're like, oh, shit. Cool. Yeah,
that's how I learned how to, you know, record and set up everything. You know, I showed you the basics of what I was doing because I didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
It's like,
and then from there,
we need a producer.
Yeah. From there, I just expanded, started using the EQs and stuff like that, and got it dialed in.
Yeah.
I did the same thing with
manly.
Yeah. No, I did the same thing with Excel. Like, we do, if you work on Excel, you know how to do it.
The formulas?
Yeah, the formulas and the VLOOKUP.
I have the YouTube formulas all the time, but I tell you what, I got that sum formula fucking down, son.
I've got the V lookup because we use it. Like, a lot of times we'll just get this random sheet, an Excel sheet that comes out and goes, hey, whose sites are these? You know, and it's just numbers and names. And instead of, you know, like, fuck, I don't know. I've got 250 plus sites.
Control F.
Yeah, so I've got a sheet that I use and this V lookup off of it and boop, and pop it real quick and then send it back out to our team and go, all right, here you go. Now you can sort.
How do you do that so quick?
Now you can sort by your name.
Well, Wallow's job, he does that stuff. He has his shit all formalized where he just crunches numbers boom, it's done.
I don't know.
Dude, you have to. It makes life, one, for like what Wallow does, you probably have to know. I don't have to know how to do that, but it makes my life hella a lot easier.
Shoot. I think Wallow was saying, like, you tell me if I'm wrong, but a lot of people that are doing your job don't know how to do it. And so it takes them all day and you like crush that shit out in hours.
Well, I mean, it's not a matter of that it takes him all day, but when I look at my numbers, I know I know that they're right, because if it matches right away, you know, what has been submitted to what I have, I'm like, yeah, I mean, I got all my numbers right. Everything matches. I'm good.
You don't have that one cell that pops up of just hashtags. You're like, oh,
that means I got to expand it then, because it doesn't have enough space to have all the data. But, you know, I don't know how other people do it to the point where they feel comfortable. I have to look at it. And if I have one in this cell, I must have one in this other cell on my other sheet, because it's got to match perfectly.
Yeah. No, so we've at our company, we've got some people who are like Excel geniuses, where we actually have a map, coax map built, that imports data from different programs and websites, and by a push of a button.
Shit's so crazy.
And you can do your coax mapping and, I mean, break it all down into different sizes. And this is all on Excel.
You're like, what?
And I'm like, what?
Excel, man, it has changed definitely over time. I took an Excel class, how to do it in college. It's like a mandatory prerequisite.
What? And you had to pay for that shit?
Yeah, I had to do it, man. It was all of Microsoft Office, to be honest. But yeah, Excel was part of it. You know, I ran through that shit. It wasn't hard. It was quick.
I did mine at work pretty good right up until they started getting to the little more difficult formulas and stuff. And then that kind of tripped me up for
like, I don't even like the word formula. It makes me mad. Dude. Oh, let me talk about this weekend, man. So I drove down to Tampa.
To watch Giovanna's fight.
To watch Giovanna's Ross fight, Emory O'Run.
Yeah, yeah.
And just like I kind of told him, man, I was like, hey, listen, man, don't sleep on Emory, dude, because dude is powerful. I was like, and he's a lot bigger than you, and you know, he's deceiving. And in the beginning, it only lasted one round.
I saw it.
And
he posted the fight.
Yeah, I know, but these other guys listening may not have.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. So let me just describe it a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
So, you know, Giovanna's, you know, he's slick, fun stand-up fighter to watch, you know, but Emory, like, was powerful, and he was landing some hard, hard shots. And he was being a little bit more dynamic. He's definitely stepped his game up. Well, like somewhere through that first round, they end up on the ground. I think Emory tried to take Giovanna's down, actually.
He did take him down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like Giovanna's, I mean, flying knees. He's trying all these different things. It's just like it wasn't really affecting Emory at all.
He hit him with a couple of shots that you know, rocked him a little bit.
Yeah. And so anyways, they went down to the ground, and Emory started working some ground and pound, and Giovanna's man started throwing triangles up, and boom, hit him with a weak side triangle and finished that. It was so nice. I was like, whoa, your first submission win, you know. This is third pro win.
Oh, yeah?
You know, he's 3-0 now, so nice. That's good. Both first two were like knockouts, and this one, you know, he's having a little bit of trouble because, like I said, Emory is that much bigger.
Yeah, he hasn't been training
well
either.
Let's say that.
And then, yeah, also.
He only took it on, what, a week to notice?
Yeah, a week's notice, and he hasn't had fought in a year. And, you know what I mean? He's only been training kind of like in the street, really. He hasn't really even been going to camps that much.
No, he hasn't been to the gym.
No. Yeah. So, I mean, that just tells you what kind of like natural talent this kid is. And, but, you know, I was there, and I recorded it, and I, you know, made sure to tell him, you know, hey, I'm super proud of you. You know, you put in a lot of hard work, you know, your mental toughness. Because a lot of people would take shots like that. They wouldn't stand
up.
Oh,
no, he kept coming forward.
Yeah.
He wasn't backing down.
No. And Giovanna, like I said, man, most people take shots from Emory like that. They don't. They start backing up. And, no, Giovanna's a tough dude. Yeah. When it was happening, I was like, and then it went to the ground. I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, oh, triangle. Oh, there it is. Made me so happy. I'm very proud of him.
The stream was tough because of the angle. When they went to the ground, you couldn't really see what was going on. And then all of a sudden, he tapped. And it's like, what the fuck? Because
what did he tap to?
Because from the stream angle, you could only see that he had the triangle around. It looked like he just had the triangle on his head.
Yeah.
You couldn't see that he had the right arm. Yeah. So, and then all of a sudden he tapped. And it's like, damn, Giovanna's must have that squeeze to be able to make somebody just tap off of just having a head locked in.
Yeah.
Very nice. So, congrats to Giovanna's. And nice showing. What was his name? Emory?
Yeah, Emory O'Run. Yeah.
Nice showing.
Yeah, it was good. And, you know, I know, I don't know Emory that well or anything like that, but I know his trainer, Brennan. And, you know, he's a super nice guy and stuff like that. Actually, I just messaged with him on Instagram a little bit. I was like, hey, you know, I'm sorry I missed you guys or whatever. You know, I didn't get to talk to y'all. And Bang Bang, he's actually training over there now, too. So
where?
Over at the Hit Center with with those guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, so, cool.
They do a lot of lifting and stuff like that, and Bang Bang's trying to, like, put on a little size and stuff. You know, so I'm pretty stoked about that.
He trying to get it that size like those two heavyweight boxers last night?
Dude, those guys were big boys. These two big heavyweights. So they had boxing matches at the fight, too.
I think they had three.
Yeah, that I saw. And then...
But they had a heavyweight boxing match, dude. Those guys were huge.
The one dude came out just like throwing leather from the rip, just wah, 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 survived it, and then started getting rocked a little bit in the back, and it's back and forth, dude. It was really fun. That was good fights. There was some lopsidedness in the beginning, though.
Yeah, that first fight was a little.
That first fight, the guy, it looks like he's never fought before. He just kind of like started zombieing forward, sideways, and just getting fucking rocked. He got finished in like 20 seconds, maybe.
Yeah, I think he tapped a strike because he hit the mat, and then the guy was just coming over him and getting ready to start raining down.
No, dude, he was raining down. Yeah, and then the ref just fucking pushed him off. It's like, this guy's done.
Yeah, can't be coming in like that, like he did. I was watching it going, ooh, that's death.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, this is freaking terrible, man.
I still want to do that podcast with two people that are going to fight each other. I think that'd be funny.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, listen, guys, you have to stay on this side of the table. You have to stay on that side of the table. Keep your water to yourselves. Listen,
if you guys
get it on the equipment.
Just remember this. There is several guns in here.
Mm-hmm. You fuck my shit up, I will shoot you in the foot.
So
in the foot.
Hey, your fucking pinky toe.
I'll shoot your pinky toe off.
Shit, you lose your balance. You'll never fight again.
Son, it's two in the chest, one in the dome. I ain't playing around. You're making me fucking pull that bitch.
Damn.
How that goes?
You're too violent, man.
You think so?
We just want a wound.
Yeah, that's just how you get sued. I'm gonna tell him, like, listen, man, he pulled the knife. I'm just kidding. It's all on camera. You'll see it happen. The guy just blasted him in the head. He didn't even really do much. He threw water on the equipment. He got pissed off and shot him in the face.
Oh,
sometimes that happens, man. Can't
get excited. There was just a guy shot this week.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was. I think it was here in Florida. Yeah, it was here in Florida because it's. I think it's going to be a stand your ground case. Guy was kind of, I guess, arguing with a woman who had parked in a handicap spot, and it was an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he. I haven't read enough of the story. I don't know if he needed a spot or whatever, but it was at a convenience store. So he's kind of like getting onto the woman. Another guy who's with her comes out of the convenience store, runs over, and I mean he's visibly much bigger than this old man.
Old man, yeah.
Just shoves him down to the ground. I mean, trucks the fuck out of him.
Wow.
Old man hits the ground, rolls over, pulls his fucking pistol out, and pop, pop, done. Just done. Because the guy was still shoved him and still kind of came over him, and old man reached back, pulled out, and just boom, boom. And
Two shots,
you dead.
Damn.
Bro, don't.
All over a fucking parking spot.
Yeah. Guy could just come rushing out of the fucking convenience store. He came out,
didn't know what happened. He didn't know the story. You know what I mean? Came out and all of a sudden this old man's being assaulted.
Yeah, the old man, he wasn't like up on the girl's car or, I mean, he was, looked by the camera, it looked like he was a good 12 feet, 15 feet away from her.
Yeah.
And you could see he was just kind of pointing his finger at him and stuff like that. Dude just come up, trucked him. And fucking old man was like, fuck this, I ain't playing.
I don't know which one's dumber.
Arguing
over a spot or getting shot over the spot.
Well, you got to think about it like this. So you're the old man. You're the old man, right? You're just like, hey, listen, what you're doing is wrong, so on and so forth. If people need that spot, maybe it's him. Who knows? Whatever. I don't know the case. And then you are completely blindsided by somebody who's irrational, who just, like you said, the word trucked him.
Yeah.
Rolled him over and then starts coming at him some more. It's like, well, you already assaulted me, threw me to the ground without any provocation, like any real provocation. And I don't know what you're going to do to me. I am legitimately not able to fend you off physically, so I have to defend myself.
But you also got to know the times, you know. It's like, is it really worth arguing with somebody over a fucking parking spot?
Well, that's neither here or there, but as far as like...
As far as
the assault and battery goes, that's neither here or there. You should be able to say something verbally like, hey, you are wrong. You shouldn't be parked there because you're not handicapped and this person will need that. You should be able to say those things. There's nothing wrong with that. But the second somebody lays their hands on you and rolls you and you're an older person, like there's no reason ever should somebody touch you. No reason ever should somebody touch you. Now, if you're doing something wrong, somebody like corrects you. I mean, that's okay. you can get corrected. You can either do one or two things, say, piss off, old man, or like, you know what, you're right, let me move my car. But you should not touch that dude. There's no reason to touch. You're in the wrong in the first place. And I'm not even saying that person is wrong. Maybe they had a handicap sticker I didn't know about. But what I'm saying is there's no reason for you to touch somebody. And if you're an older person, you just don't know. And you just got bowled over by a very large person. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, keep your fucking hands to yourself. You wouldn't have been dead.
Yeah. Mind your own business, yeah, old man.
You can come out and be like, yo, fuck you, you know, shut the fuck up. And then just keep walking and move about your way. But, yeah, I mean, as soon as you truck them,
you know, I don't know which one's dumber, you know, arguing over a spot or getting shot over a spot.
Yeah. I mean, well, shit. Kids get shot over less. Fucking shoes.
Yeah, that was fuck. The guy that was playing the loud music at the gas station a couple of years ago down on Southside.
Yeah.
You know, and that white man.
That was in Five Points.
No.
That was the gas station, Southside
in Bay Meadows. Yeah. Right there by where I live.
Yeah, the guy didn't like those kids.
Yeah.
Music or whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, says something to them. That the kids says something back and he shot them.
Yeah, like through the vehicle, like just emptied his magazine. Yeah. Then went to like some hotel, ordered pizza or some shit like that with this old lady. You know, like, was just waiting there. I don't know what they were doing.
But that actually had a good outcome because the dude that shot him was found guilty.
Well, that's not a good outcome. Those kids are dead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, they're dead. But the law worked. Because a lot of people will be like, oh, man, you know, because they still talk about Zimmerman. Yeah,
that's well, great.
Zimmerman, those, that, like a, that said, was a
they're
great,
dead.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, the stars were aligned the way that happened. There was no witnesses. The kid is dead. He, you know, they heard him. Everybody heard him screaming for help. He said his head was being smashed against the cement. As soon as that thing was popping off, I was like, he's going to get away with it.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no witnesses. And to say anything otherwise. And he was on the bottom.
Isn't he in jail or some other dumb
shit?
Yeah,
I think he is, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's had a – he's.
Didn't he have another shooting or some crazy
shit? Yeah, road rage thing. A guy came at him on the highway after, you know, they had some words, a road rage incident, and I think he shot him.
Jesus
Christ.
Fucking
Zimmerman's trigger happy.
And then – but he got out of that one too,
He got out of that one. Then he had –
because the other guy road rage and came into his shit.
Came out to his shit. And then,
bro, know the law, man.
And then he had something else, and that one didn't work in his favor, and I think he is locked up.
I think he was just looking for a reason, man.
Some people are.
Like, bro, if the kid ain't doing shit, mind your fucking business.
It's one of those things, though. It sucks because there are no witnesses, there are no cameras, so you never know. Yeah, only one side of the story lived.
Yeah, and as far as, like, I agree with you, Wallo, as far as, like, I'm not going to go out and cause a confrontation with some kid. But legally, he did not do anything wrong by saying, hey, you know, you can't be walked there or whatever. He didn't, by following, he legally didn't do anything wrong. But what I'm saying, I'm not saying what he did was right. What I'm saying, legally, though, he didn't do anything wrong that we know of. You know what I mean? Because, like, he called, it was like 911, blah, blah, blah. Right. There's a kid.
911
told
him.
So forth. Don't
follow.
Yeah.
Right. Leave him alone and just walk away.
Right.
But at that point, he decided to follow and say shit and do shit.
But it's still not illegal, though. That's why he got away with it. It's not illegal to follow and say shit to people.
I don't know. I
it's not illegal. It's kinda, how can you arrest for somebody that's not illegal?
Well, I understand, but you were given an instruction.
By somebody who doesn't know the law like that. You can do that.
911 said, do not follow.
That instruction said, because, listen. It doesn't matter what 911 said because what he did was not illegal. That part was not illegal. But the reason they say not to follow is because it's going to cause an altercation like that.
Right.
Now it's a gray area. Now it can be. And when I left your house for that one UFC and that person backed up into my Camaro and like took off and like I went to go follow them. I called 911. They were like, don't follow them. You don't know if they have a gun. I was like, all right. I listened to that. Yeah. I was like, man, you know, I'm like, I got a gun. I didn't want to end that situation.
He was looking for trouble.
He was looking to prove himself. And the guy was a pillow fist. He couldn't fight. You know what I mean? He was just softy, man. He was just trying to play a role.
Everybody's tough with a gun.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, but I mean, I listened, I also think, hey, the bigger picture is it's just a car. Blah, blah, blah. Do I really need some sort of crazy – if it's raining, I was like, anything could happen. Anybody could die or whatever. So not that big of a deal. I was like, I waited there fucking 3 hours for this car.
I just think he got away with murder on that one because he was looking for something. He was looking, like you said, to like make himself look good. But, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the guy's motivation is. All I know is like for that to happen repeatedly over and over again, I mean, that's kind of a little bit sketchy.
Yeah. It's one of those things where if you say, you know, man, I just keep running into assholes all the time.
You know, like you like, might be the asshole.
Yeah.
Now that I can agree with.
Come on, you know.
But like I said, back to that original point, when that was popping off, I was like, he's going to get away with it because this, and you can't look at it emotionally. I was like, looking at it logically and by the law, I was like, he's going to get away with it because legally what he did at that point wasn't wrong. And now there's literally no witness. The only other witness is debt. So can't argue and say that it was something else at that point. Nobody saw it. Nobody heard anything but Zimmerman screaming, get off me. You're going to kill me or whatever the fuck he was saying. I don't know.
Pussy.
Yeah, basically. Who would do that security watch by themselves anyways and not being a point? It's not his job. So I don't know.
And the kid was just walking. It's not like he was actually trying to break into a house. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
It's a sidewalk. Shut the fuck up.
I wouldn't. For me personally, I just couldn't fuck with somebody just walking. I was a kid myself. And like where I was at, you weren't allowed to walk with more than three people or else you're considered a gang. What? Seriously?
That's funny.
Why is that funny?
Because when we used to go to play basketball, we used to walk, you know, like a group of 10, 12 people.
Yeah.
You know?
Where I was at, though, like we were not allowed to walk with more than three
people. So if you were going to go, like, play football, you know, flag football or something, and you're all
walking threes.
You're all walking together.
Well, it's like, no, man.
Where are you guys going to?
Football.
Play football?
That was the law, man.
Jesus Christ.
Detroit, son.
Good old Detroit.
You know.
Detroit.
I don't think I'd go back to live in Puerto Rico. I mean, not that I couldn't, but I'm so used to living here. But I'm so glad that I was raised a different way, in a different time where none of this shit was going on. Because, you know, we were free to do whatever the fuck we wanted to do.
That's like I saw something the other day. It says, you ever look back and think about all the shit you did when you were 15 and 16, the places you walked and the places you were, and, you know, you're surprised you didn't wind up in a shallow grave somewhere? But it just wasn't like that back in those days.
No, man. It's totally different times.
I mean, it was, because statistically...
Detroit, get your shoes, coat, and your hat taken.
Yeah, I mean, but it's still safer nowadays than it was in those days. But for some reason, it just... I mean, dude, I used to ride my bike at 11 o'clock at night down dirt roads and shit like that in Callahan, and nobody fucked with you.
Yeah, but you own the
place. That's because you're white.
Yeah. You know what to say. Yeah. When you're white, you're right.
I guess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But anyway, moving away from...
That shit. But no, seriously, Superman. Man, it's just... Oh, man. Yes, it's always a sad situation. I mean, I think you should be able to defend yourself self-defense-wise as far as that old man is concerned. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You shouldn't have put hands on him, man, because now,
yeah,
now it's open up to...
You never know who's carrying.
Yeah, so. Exactly. You don't know.
And if you're that much bigger, you know, what are you trying to prove by pushing a frail old man?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, is that going to make you, you know, tough?
Well, this is the thing, man, and this goes again with a lot of people that don't train. Like, they peacock all the time. They don't know where they stand. They have to prove themselves all the time. They're pumping their chest up, you know. There's very few people that train that are assholes. You know, they're out there, you know what I mean? There's some bullies out there, but on average, that's not the case.
Well, that's why it's so much – it's you know, Rogan said it. I think I've said it on here. We've talked about it. It's always fun to go on World Star and just go watch people who have no idea how to fight. Go fight.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, this is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, guys, you know, all it takes, you hit somebody, they bounce their head off the curb, boom, you're done.
Yeah. They die.
Yeah.
And I've seen it happen more, you know, via video or whatever. Not
that happened at down at Pete's Bar not that long
ago. Someone's like, hit him, and then the head bounces off the curb, and boom, dead. Yeah.
Well, he's a vegetable now.
Yeah, I've seen just that. As bad. It's
I've
worse.
Seen the people that, you know, saw too many movies and think if you hit somebody in the head with a beer bottle that it's going to break.
Right.
Yeah, that shit makes a distinctive sound, yeah. And it's not crack.
It says,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that like, shit hurts.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Shit, you that break is- a beer bottle or someone's head, you fucking crack them.
Yeah. You put something behind it.
You crack them.
You well, come from the top rope with
they're,
it.
They're not going to be the like, top rope, yeah. They're not going to like drop their head and be like, oh, I'm bleeding and keep fighting. No, you're going to knock them out.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude, or it splits to the skull, man. You know yeah. what? I worked in the ER for my first year of my rotation at the hospital, and this guy came in with this, it was a baseball bat, strike to the head. I was like, oh my God, he took a baseball bat to the head, and his forehead was, it had been like a 6-inch gash, and it was like spread wide open. I saw a skull, you know what I mean? We were like looking at the skull and like hitting it with swabs, see if it was cracked, and dude, it was crazy. It's crazy.
It's amazing how bright white that
bone is. That shit is so white. So bright white. And it wasn't as, you know, once we dried it out or whatever, we didn't see a whole lot of blood, which is surprising. The head's very vascular. But yeah, we like softed it up. We moved it out. I was like, damn, you're right. It is so white.
So white. It's just like neon. I was like, damn, whoa. So-
and that's what sucks. We're in there with Ryan the CTA, cotton tape applicator, like scrubbing around, checking to see if there's any cracks. Sewed him up. Sewed him up right there.
Now, I have seen one guy, he got bottled, but the guy broke the bottle before he hit him with it.
Oh.
And it looked like somebody attacked him with a fucking fillet knife.
Oh. Dude, I'm always worried about if you break the bottle that it'll break in your hand and cut your hand.
No. He broke it. He bottled him across his face, man. And there was like two flaps of face that were hanging off of him.
It's no joke, man.
Yeah. It was like, bro, you're going to have to go get that checked out.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. That's not going to be right. Sleep it off.
I don't have a... There's nothing going on here here.
It's more like this face that's on the ground over there. What?
Like, I didn't realize just how white bones were until I saw it in a wreck. And the guy had actually... his arms had broke and all like that through the steering wheel.
Shit.
So it had been compound fractures and stuff. I mean, he was dead. But it was like the bone sticking out was like fucking Q-tip white.
Jaggedy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it was just like Q-tip white. I'm going, you know, first off, we're trying to figure out, all right, how are we going to get this guy out of the car, you know, and get him on the stretcher for the morgue? Two, holy shit, bones are really, really white.
So, well, what color did you expect them to be?
Not that white. I mean, maybe an off-white eggshell or something like that. I don't know. Maybe a different palette of white, but nah, this shit is like neon white.
Ooh.
It's crazy.
Well, I've never seen it, and I don't want to see it either.
Oh, it's you know, if you get to see one, it's normally not a good situation.
I'm sorry, are we boring you, bro?
No.
Okay. Because you're on Snapchat now?
Gotta get my story. Hey, do me a favor.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do
yeah.
me a favor, Arthur.
Yeah.
Take that water bottle and move it either to the left or to the right. Thank you, son.
So you can see my beautiful face.
You know, I'm trying to look at Waldo a little bit while I'm talking to him. I'm just looking at a cap.
He's like, I want to see his beautiful face to match his voice.
Right? I am super glad that, I mean, I know you're tired. You've been sleeping a lot. It's recovering, but I'm glad to see that you're not too fuckered up.
Well, I'm glad to see that you don't sound like too sweet, dude. That would have been shit. It would have been horrible.
Well, I thought about coming in, about not coming in and be like, yo, you guys just rock it yourselves. But I'm like, bro, I've been so cooped up. My house.
Look, I had to get out, huh?
Even if it's for a couple of hours, and I don't feel all that great. But you know, once I get home, I'll take my meth and my heroin and
your meth and heroin. Good. You're like, yeah. You know what? The way that they're doing it now, as far as like narcotic medications, you're only allowed to get like 3 days supply at a time or 7 days.
I was going
to
ask you that. How'd that work out?
And a lot of people will probably end up going towards meth or something like that because it's cheaper. They can get more of it.
Well, let me tell you this.
Pretty common.
Did you get a 3-day or a 5-day?
I first got a 5-day supply, and then I got a 7 now.
Okay.
Because, man, it's...
Well, I'm glad to see that they can adjust it a little bit.
Feeling the pain in my face is not really, you know, something I want to have all the time. But I will say this. THC should be legal.
Shit works a lot better than those fucking pills, don't it?
Listen, there is no point in you prescribing any kind of narcotic that's not going to do anything because it really didn't do anything besides just be like, oh, you're at a 10. Let me bring it down to like an 8.
Well, you also have to think about with pain meds, though, is if you're not taking them regularly, then you're trying to you're playing catch up.
Trust me. So I was
you're popping them regularly.
I was trying to stay ahead of the game.
Yeah, Because a lot of people don't do that. They'll be like, oh, you know what? I'm feeling okay. I'll go ahead and I won't take this dose because I'm feeling okay. And they're like, oh, fuck, the pain's back. So then they have to take a pill. And it's like, fuck, the pain's still here. Well, yeah, because now you've got to catch back up again. So.
Well, you know, I told you guys I've had four surgeries, two ACLs, a shoulder, and a hernia, right? In that first ACL, I took the narcotics, like they told me, every 4 to 6 right. hours. And the pain was so excruciating whenever the pill wore off at the end of that 4 to 6 hours. And when I had the left shoulder done, I was like, no, I'm not taking any pain medication. And I just took Motrin. I mean, they made me take pain medication for that first, you know, 24 hours. I was like, fine, but I don't want it. Took it, and then I didn't have hardly any pain, even after PT sessions, which were fucking brutal. And then I had the right ACL done. And this time I was like, I'm not doing any fucking pain medication. And I'll tell you what, the pain was way less. I think the pain medications, like, it fires off those receptors, are like kind of dulled a little bit. And once they wake back up again, boom, you're hit with pain. All you want to do is take a damn pill and go back to sleep and try to. It was the worst, man. And the hernia, I didn't take any pain.
Well, imagine that on your face, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like my teeth hurt.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, because they basically took a drill to my face.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. And up through your nasal cavities. Yeah. Is that how they did it?
Yeah. That's so crazy. Like, I've been trying to eat, like, soft stuff.
It hurts your face, huh?
Like, I haven't eaten, like, tortilla chips. I've been eating the hell out of everything.
You eat soft tortillas, though?
But Well, yeah, I can, like, a taco. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, but not, taco. Like, anything crunchy, like vegetables that have been steamed that are crunchy.
You got a little bit of
my God.
Push back to them.
Oh,
So no steamed broccoli going on right
now. Nope.
Yeah, no.
No just, steamed just carrots. Stick
with tacos. Tacos are perfect.
Nothing.
Love tacos.
And, you know, I definitely believe that THC oil should be an option. You know, it shouldn't, you know, shouldn't be where, like, here's 20 hydrocodones to help you with the pain. Oh, well.
By the way, here's another medication to help you with the stool softener. But here's another medication.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because that shit got me all constipated. Shit. I hated it.
And you have these big
bricks. And the only reason why I'm taking this medication is because to try to alleviate some of the pain. Yeah. But if I had THC oil on the regular,
you'd be down.
I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, that is becoming a reality in some states and stuff. It is becoming more and more available to where, you know, people are doing their surgeries. You know, oh, yeah, here's your prescription for hydrocodone. Cool, thanks. Toss it in the fucking cabinet and just let me do my oil. And I kind of
want to do that with my mom right now, like, because they have her on these narcotics, right? She has, like, compression fractures. She lives with me now. And, like, I'm telling you, man, it's so horrible on her whole, like, bowel systems and all stuff. It's painful. It's painful for the little lady.
Well, it's medical now. Yeah. So, I mean,
well,
is it only for certain things?
I don't know. I mean, well, she's a cancer survivor and she's, like, in hospice right now. But I kind of want to, I wish I want to try, like, oil or something to help her with her pain, because, you know, I have to give her narcotics in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. And it's just, it's horrible. It's completely, you know, I see what it does to her.
Listen, I know it's illegal, but I took couple of hits of a THC oil, man, my pain went away for hours. Mm-hmm. I was actually able to sleep and then soundly.
That's another thing too. Yeah, and
you know,
and then you could probably also eat better too, right?
Oh, I had the munchies, but
well, mm-hmm. I'm saying my mom doesn't even eat, man. Yeah. She barely eats. So if I can get her something that she eat more, man, she'll be better.
And you know, I it was somebody who came to the apartment to see me, say, hey, I got some of this stuff. You want to try for the pain? I'm not going to name names, but I appreciate it, and it helped me a lot.
Good.
That's a pretty solid dude, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing is there was a story earlier this week. A guy got popped. I want to say it was here in Florida. He got arrested. He's prescribed medical marijuana, so yeah. He has his license. But he was growing marijuana for himself.
Oopsie.
So they arrested him for grow, stuff like that. Well, the jury actually disagreed with the law. And found him not guilty.
Good.
Glad.
I'm glad the jury did something.
So right the tides are starting to change. It's coming like, around.
Dudes, I hope it's soon because, you know, like in my case, you know, it's not that I want to be smoking THC oil all the time.
Yeah.
No. It's like when I need it in that case.
Well, see, the thing is that I'm like fighting for y'all. I'm like, I want it. It won't affect me one bit. I won't get to do it at all, you know. So even if it gets legalized federally,
yeah,
still won't get to do it. I'll be happy for everybody that gets to. I'll be like, cool, great. That's your choice. It's awesome. glad you get that choice. I don't.
I just don't want to have to rely on chemicals.
I don't get that choice either. Yeah.
You know.
You will.
And again, you know.
I mean, eventually.
It does other stuff to your body. You know, like.
Oh, it's.
Well, like this fucking, you know, anesthesia and the fucking pain meds that I was on. Fucking constipated like a motherfucker. I had some horrible gas.
Well, you wind up taking fucking narcotics like that for any length of time, and then you start, you know, getting pain behaviors and things like that, and then you start having to deal. Then you get to go to Amanda's program, and they start tapering you back off of your fucking pain meds.
See, I don't want to do that.
No, it's not fun.
I'm going to take my meds only when I feel the pain.
Dude, we get drug seekers at my work, too.
If I can manage the pain, then I'm not going
to
take it.
Yeah, that's all you're looking to do is manage it. You're not looking to alleviate it, because that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. I think a lot of people are like, oh, I need painkillers. I ain't doing nothing. I was like, yeah, what do you expect it to do? Like, when you feel 100?
Yeah.
You're not going to be 100, man.
That's why I've been sleeping a lot. Because, you know.
Can't feel no pain when you're asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my big goal. Like, with that left knee when I was taking narcotics, I just want to take it and go to sleep.
Like, I literally been sleeping like 80% of the time since the surgery. Like, today is like one of the few days that I've actually gone anywhere.
So, quick question.
Yeah.
When can you roll again?
Oh, shit. It's going to be about 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
Word?
I can't have any contact on my nose.
Is that what they said? Or it'll start bleeding everywhere?
Well.
It'll deviate the septum.
Yeah.
It's still weak.
You'll leak?
You have to
weak.
Let. Weak.
Oh.
You have to let that heal, bro. I'm not.
I mean, I don't know.
I didn't I just no spend five grand on a surgery.
Yeah, I know. That's a lot of money. Bro.
To fucking, you know.
To go to the gym 2 weeks later and be like, woo!
Yeah, exactly. Crack. So, yeah, I probably won't be coming over for a while.
I'm not judging, bro. I was just asking questions. Jesus.
No, I'm not saying that you're judging. I'm answering your questions.
Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I didn't spend $5,000 to go fuck it up at your gym. I was like, bro, I was just worried. I was like. You know, like the big important question is, when can you train again? Because that would be murder for me, 2 months.
I'm going to be like 270 by the time I get back.
You better not.
I've been eating everything under the sun. It's like, oh, it looks good.
Food is so good.
Wallow just rolls on in. He's like, I like forward rolls. They're my favorite. Backward rolls aren't that bad either.
Cinnamon rolls are really good.
Cinnamon rolls are my favorite. Even more than the physical rolls.
Yeah, like. Once I get done here, I'm probably going to go home and
go to sleep.
Take a nap, wake up around 10, walk the dog, and go back to bed.
Shit.
Not binge watching anything on Netflix? You're just sleeping?
No, man.
Cool.
I mean, there's nothing that I want to watch yet.
I think there's some new Netflix ones that are coming out. I forget what the name of it was, but it looked pretty dope.
Well, man, you've been asleep all week. You ain't been able, like, there's been a whole new Aquaman trailer that came out.
Who gives a fuck?
Was Aquaman trailer pretty good?
It actually looked pretty good.
I'm going to be honest, man. All the DC movies suck. Yeah. They've all disappointed me. One of them.
Every single
including
one.
Including Wonder Woman. That was
no, you were high on killer. It.
Wonder Woman was...
Yeah, you were talking pretty high on it.
It was all right, but it wasn't like... She's like, I'm the God Killer. It's not the sword. I'm like, okay, lady. Fuck.
Okay, lady. To the kitchen.
Make me a sandwich.
Make me a fucking taco.
Go use that sword and spread some mayo.
And I want my crust tacos. Off.
Take my crust off. You know I don't like my crust.
Well, I know talking to Nick, because he I can't remember. They pissed him off with the Superman.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They, you know, because the way they killed Zod. Because Superman never kills. So they broke canon like off the bat with that one, and that pissed him off. And then they did something else. I think he walked out of one of them, and he's
was it the Justice League?
I think it was Justice League. He just straight up walked the fuck out of, and he swore him off. He goes, I don't give a shit what they put out. I will never go see another DC fucking movie.
Who said that?
Nick Wagner.
Yeah, when it comes to movies, man, he's pretty
Well, when it comes to comic books and shit like that, you fuck with something that he knows and that he enjoys, and you fuck it up, he's like, all right, fuck you. I'm done with you.
It's a movie.
Yeah, but
so what if he kills?
It's not part of the canon.
Well, this is the thing, right? So
plus, it wasn't that great.
The darker characters are the more fun characters.
Well, that's the only thing I am kind of interested with Aquaman, because Manta is the venom or the villain. So
same as... Manta's the same as Aquaman.
I don't know, man. I saw the trailer for, Justice League?
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked weak as fuck. I'm like, he was, bro.
Well, the problem is they didn't do it right. They didn't do like Marvel, where they spent 8 years building kind of a universe and introducing characters and stuff like that before they brought them all together. They brought Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. You saw a peak of maybe Cyborg. You saw maybe a peak of the Flash, Aquaman. Then that was just peaks off of the hard drive. And then, hey, here's our big fucking Justice League movie.
It's the way that
nobody's emotionally
invested. The Chris Bale Batmans, those were phenomenal.
Those are good.
Those were Christian great.
They were.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah. Are they the best though?
Yeah, to you me. Think they so? To me.
Yeah, who do you think is better?
In my opinion, to me they are
okay.
But that doesn't mean that it is. You know, you might have a different taste. You might like
no, that. No. I mean, I think those are like. The best. I do know some people that really thought Keaton was a better Batman.
Man, Listen, out of here.
Hey, look, come on.
Those are two totally different movies, bro. The Keaton one was like this
cheesy
comic-y.
What did you
book
expect
movie.
In that fucking time?
Yeah. And then Christian Bale's was like, I am Batman. I mean, you're like, he is Batman. Yeah. He is Batman.
Do you think if you took the same fucking storyline and you tried to do it in the 80s, early 90s, that you would have got the Dark Knight like we got now?
I think they could have, because they were doing shit like Predator.
1984 Karate
crazy.
Kid, 2010 Karate Kid. 2010 sucks. Mm-hmm. 1984 still alive. Mm-hmm. Still a good movie.
Yo, all I got to say is the Karate Kid, Cobra Kai on YouTube Red is fucking dope.
I
didn't think I would like it, man, and I binge watched that whole damn thing. It was great.
I loved it because it's part of that, you know, 1984 movie. Mm-hmm. What I did not like was that it seemed a little rushed.
You mean you can get your black belt in a few weeks?
Exactly. Yeah. It seemed.
Oh, no. I mean, that falls in line with normal karate. What are you talking about?
It seemed like we have an idea. It's really good. It's getting a lot of buzz.
But we need to hurry up the story.
But we need to hurry up and put it together.
Yeah. Mm.
And well, there's going to be another one.
Yeah, I understand. But my problem was that the fight scenes, you could have gotten actual kids that train in would have made this look good instead of some actor kid that's like, God, and you got your, you know, black belt in 3 episodes. You're already in the All Valley tournament. I think that you work up to that, you know, maybe a couple of seasons and, you know.
Or at least the season finale.
Well, the final season, yeah, that would have been great. Yeah. You just work it up to that. I understand that in the movie, yeah, Daniel went from a nothing.
Yeah, but you've got 2.5 hours to work with.
But you understood how he got there. With these kids, you didn't understand how really they got there.
That big chick though, she dropped those knees on you. Forget about it.
Well, that's not karate, bro. That's like old school wrestling. Yeah.
Yo,
Krav Maga.
First act. Yeah. What about Hawk? What was his name? He got tattooed on his back.
See, I haven't even watched it, so I've gone off basically what Wallace told me and a couple other people told me about it.
It's fun, it's interesting, good, bro. Watch it. It's good. You know, but it's like, come on. You know,
I liked it.
You need to put a better product out, and you know, people talk, oh, well, maybe they didn't have the budget. Well, if you're backed by Sony, you know,
I don't know.
You have a pretty decent budget.
You may have a decent budget, but
yeah, and you're paying actors, get kids that are not actors, you know, that do actually karate.
Yeah.
You know, teach him a few things about acting, and the fight scenes will look better. You know,
you could actually
it was karate fight scenes, bro. I mean, that was the cheesiest shit.
Well, you know, you also want them good. You don't watch an action film.
I know. But to be honest, the original Karate Kid fight scenes were cheesiest shit. Take them on. Crank kick, really.
Understand. However, well, there's way
one more,
better.
There's one more super, way better than the super series. Secret move that only Miyagi could do, and I'd never quite been able to do it yet. And he's on one hand and shit.
Nevertheless, the fighting scenes were way better than the series.
Yeah and you can't fuck with the crank kick, man. Everybody's tried the crank kick.
You can't fuck with the crank kick. What?
Yeah, you can't, bro. You know, even after you watch that movie, I guarantee you your ass was probably trying to do a crank kick.
No.
Not in Detroit. No. They couldn't even walk with like three other guys.
Nah, bro.
So a crank kick was probably against the law.
Right. Saw you practicing martial arts. Like, yo, he's a ninja.
They're like, we got motherfucking ninjas up in the hood, yo.
Gotta get rid of them.
Yo, but you're Mexican. How could you be a ninja?
Man, I know judo.
Yeah, you don't know if I have a gun. You don't know if I have a knife.
A brick.
Yeah. Is that how you guys roll with bricks?
Yeah, it's bricks and 10 spikes.
10 spikes?
Ooh. And if you go to the GI surplus store, they would sell the kids knives. So we had a lot of knives.
Oh.
And wallet chains. You know those defense chains that everybody's wearing now?
Yeah.
Like, that was what the wallet chains were for us back then. We didn't wear these $100 defense chains. Like, stupid as fuck.
Wait. So the chain in the wallet, you're supposed to wrap it around your fist?
No, you hit people with it.
Yeah, you ain't.
I didn't have like a little chintzy little 6-inch chain. It was like down to the fucking knee, so you can bash a dude's head in
with it. Yeah, you get shit whipped with a fucking chain. That shit hurts.
Choke a motherfucker with that shit. It was self-defense, bro. You think?
Man.
You're like, why you got that big-ass wallet chain? That much better to beat your ass with.
I remember.
Always have a weapon. They wouldn't let us have it in school at one point. They were like, no, you can't have it because people were actually in school whooping people's asses with the chains, choking them and shit. It's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, hey. I remember the kid. Because, you know, you always have dumb kids. Remember the old trick everybody used to say, if you know, you always kept a roll of quarters or something.
Oh, yeah.
So that way when you punch somebody, you had a solid. Well, yeah. So kid decided he was going to do that. Yeah. Broke his fucking hand on the guy. Because, you know, I think he had like a dime or something like that. And just good punch. He came fucking haymaker, caught him in the side of the skull, but then you heard him fucking squeal because his fingers just poosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do that shit, kids. If you're going to do it, what you do is you put a master lock in your hand and you slide that master lock over your middle knuckle.
I don't agree
still
with that.
Still going to hurt, bro.
I don't agree with that either because if that master lock moves to the side, you just broke your middle phalanx.
No, you don't move it. You pop
proximal
it.
Phalanx.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you have a metal part in your the palm of your mm-hmm. hand. It's the same thing with brass knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I never understood why people wore the brass knuckles because you're gonna hit somebody, but that thing is driving into your palm though.
Yeah, but you also with brass knuckles you don't hit straight on, you do more grazing strike.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I never liked brass knuckles either. Chain where it's at.
He could be
chain. Yeah, you start whipping that shit around the head. I had to pull it once, right? So this situation right here happened.
Fucking Naruto.
So it was. I just got done with school. So I went to school at Wayne Memorial High, right? And then I got to the school got to the house first or whatever. I'm inside, and then I'm hanging out with me and like two of my buddies or whatever. And then I hear something like, "Yo, your brother's outside fighting." I'm like, "What?" And I go outside, my brother's fighting with this kid, and this old man was standing out there. So the old man in a van drove up, had his kid come out, and had him fight my brother. Apparently him and my brother had beef or something like that. So I go out there, and I see them fighting. Like, and I pull that kid off of Frank, and I pull Frank to the side. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? And the old man's like, oh, they're gonna fight this out. I was like, the fuck they are. You need to get out of here. You know what I mean? I was like getting like fucking, you know, about to beef on him. My boys came out, and this old man's like, how old are you? I was like, old enough to kick your ass. You know, I was 17.
Ooh,
I was like,
orale, wait. Yeah,
so I'm like, I'm 17. So like, that's what he was checking. Cause if it was 18, he was going to try to fight me. Now this guy was like some World War, you know, Vietnam vet, whatever the fuck he was. I don't know, but he had like definitely had some issues. And so he started approaching on me. So I pulled on my wall chain, like swinging around. I'm like, oh, bash. Second cross that line, which is our property line. I was going to fuck him up, you know? And then this other van pulled up. And it was like people just watching, right? And the guy goes, I was like, y'all can carry on, you know, whatever, da da da. And then this big ass black dude comes out. He was like 6'6", fucking huge, right? And this guy, he ends up, I forget what the old man ended up doing or whatever, but that black guy started walking up towards me. So I held my ground and shit. And then my boys were right behind me. So they're like, it's about to go down. But yeah, dude, we all pulled out our chains and shit. Dude.
We about to get our asses kicked by this big motherfucker.
Probably. It probably would have happened. But he ended up going off. You know what I mean? But yeah.
What was his issue? He just pulled up?
They're just watching. And then we told him to fuck off. You know, like go somewhere else. You know what I mean? And then he's, you know, of course, you know, he's somebody who doesn't like to be challenged by some kids. I mean, gets out of the van or his car.
I can see that. You know, some kids tell me to go fuck off. They're like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm going to go fuck off.
So, but it's I think also it was like,
I'm going to go fuck off.
You know, and it was like,
kill yourself,
I thought
bitch.
It was just me, man. But like, you know, I had two other guys with me too. My friends, like I said, we're out inside the house hanging out.
It's like, you go high, I go low.
But it was crazy. It ended up later on in that story, and the guy who had brought his son over there to beef with my brother, he ended up killing himself like later. And then that kid was never the same again. And that kid actually ended up growing to be a big kid too.
Wait, hold on. Who killed himself? The old man?
The old man ended up killing himself later on. He, like I said, he had some sort of PTSD situation going on. And then that was while that kid was still in school. And so that kid grew up, and he was always just like way off. So like, he was probably been a Columbine dude nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so fucking wallet chain. Sad dog.
But you know what's crazy is, because we had a guy when we lived here in the north side, when I was a kid growing up. I remember we were all at our friend's house hanging out. And, you know, we were all just little kind of run around rednecks. So you always had a little beef with somebody. Yeah. My buddy had a beef with another guy. They didn't settle it at school. So his father drove him over to our house in the fucking front yard and told him, said, look, y'all are going to fight this out and get this squashed. And it was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Why is it a grown man in like a children's business?
You know, I don't know, but that was just a thing back then. It was like, you're going to go and fix this fight and, you know, squash it and be done with this. And it's like, I'm trying to think, like, would I ever fucking pack my kid up in the car and be like, no, you're going to go over to their house.
That's dumb.
And you're going to fight. And you're either going to beat their ass or you're going to get your ass beat. And then you're going to learn a lesson about it.
It's like, let it happen, you know, when it happens.
Organically.
Yeah.
Yeah. At school where it's supposed to happen.
Come on. Jesus.
Yeah. It was crazy, though. I mean, it's fucking. But now we also kept boxing gloves at the house, too. And a lot of us, you know,
white people.
We get in beefs with each other and shit like that, man. We just strap on some fucking boxing gloves and go into the front yard. We didn't go old school, like socks on our hands and shit.
Man, I did fight with some friends.
Yeah, dude, we used to fight a lot.
But it wasn't even like that, you know?
It was like that when we were fucking.
Dude, we
were like, hey, man, we're bored, man. Who do we not like? All right, let's go fucking do some shit.
Yeah. Let's go beat the shit out of somebody.
That's dumb.
Bro, I didn't say we were smart.
That's also how they roll in Detroit.
It's a little bit different. A little different.
I guess.
Oh, yeah. It's different. Three deep. Anything more.
Well, that's when you walk in. Force it's like, hey, game. Who has the Force car? The All right, you're the one who's driving. That's what it was then.
You need a car. You need a white friends to, you know, just in case something happened.
White guy drive.
Somebody had to talk to the police.
It's okay, sir. They're actually with me. It's part of a program where I'm going to teach them how to be right. You know what I
mean? Get their credit score up.
We're going to get their credit score up. They're going to be successful individuals who's going to.
Bomb cars.
I'm not saying that they're not bomb cars. What I'm saying is, though, that they're going to be productive members of the society at one point in time in the future.
See, we didn't bomb them. We stripped them. Dude, like an ocean way? Like if your car broke down on the side of the road?
We stripped them, so you strip cars now?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
But if your shit broke down on the ocean way, you better get that shit before the fucking sun goes down. Because it ain't going to be like it is in the morning. That motherfucker will be missing shit.
Where's
people
my
like,
hood?
People be like, man, that'll look good on my Ranger. And fucking strip it off. It's like, fuck.
Fuck. Crazy.
You got, thieves. You know, you got a bush guard? Yeah, that's gone. You got Nerf bars? Yep, those are gone.
And you have the audacity of talking about Puerto Rico and stealing your shit and your compressors and shit.
Hey, I was actually more amazed that they could fucking steal those giant ass compressors. It took a lot of Puerto Ricans to haul them motherfuckers.
How many Puerto Ricans?
That's how they roll.
They got an island worth.
Obviously, four of them is a gang, so, you know, they probably have more.
Right?
I'm just telling you, man. If you're walking with more than three people, the police would fuck with you.
Maybe you just look like you needed to be fucked with by the police.
Hey, man.
I mean, wallet chains and shit like that.
Black shirt, black pants, black shorts.
Look at this pack of emos.
Black shoes, black Cadillac.
Look at this fucking pack of emos walking around.
We didn't have emos back in the day, bro.
Right, right.
It's like punk rock and heavy metal.
Oh, is that what they call it back in the days? Punk rock. So emos now were punk rock back in the day.
Emos now, they listen to some sort of like
Depeche Mode.
Crying, screamo shit. I don't know what they listen to. I don't know, man. I don't know.
If you're an emo, give us a call. Let us know what
you're
listening to.
They're just all sad. They're little sad individuals. They don't even know why they're sad. They're like, I'm so sad because my parents are together and we have money and I have a place to live and I make okay grades and we have a dog and that's fed. Like, what the fuck are you sad for, dude? Everything's okay.
You just don't know their plight.
Yeah.
You don't understand. You're right.
I wonder if they listen to like Kenny G.
That's the problem. Like that. That's the problem. You need happy music. Get some ska in your life.
Some what?
Ska. Remember ska?
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
It's happy music, bro.
All right. Well.
Who was I used to? There was quite a few bands I listened to that was ska.
Skank and Pickle and fucking No Doubt was ska at one point.
Pretty much. I think they started. They came onto the scene as ska and then they morphed into fucking pop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mighty Mighty Bosstones. They were kind of ska. Mighty Mighty
Bosstones was definitely ska.
They had one hit.
They did, but well, they had one mainstream hit.
One mainstream hit.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them. I used to have a fucking CD case full of them. Between that and then like Dead Kennedys, the Milkmen, stuff like that.
Yeah.
More punk rock stuff. Skate rock.
I never got into that.
Dude, we used to jam out to some like real obscure shit when we were skating.
Some obscure shit. I was never a skater, bro. I told you about that shit, so.
I loved it. I wish I still skated.
You know what? You know what I think we should do? We should probably get a bunch of longboards, dude. Just fucking longboard around. That's kind of fun. We can do that as old people.
Like I said last week, you just don't look coordinated enough for that.
What are you talking about, man? I do jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, that's fine.
I dance on moving objects that are trying to fight me.
Still, you're not trying to push the earth underneath you in four wheels.
I do, but and with a person between.
Then catch a rock.
Yeah.
I'll aim where there's no rock.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm getting a longboard. That's it.
Okay. Good for you.
Big old longboard.
You know what? What we ought to do is one day when it's not raining and stuff, we'll just go out into the front here and I'll let you ride my longboard and we'll just take some video of you going up and down the street on the longboard.
Yeah, that sounds fine, dude. I'll fucking be doing fucking dancing tricks on it like those little Asian girls on the boardwalk. You know what I'm talking about?
We'll have somebody edit it when you fall and go, it was at this point he fucked up.
Oh, man.
Okay, yeah. Now, you know, Nick fucking, he busted his face up a couple years. It's
probably Nick's been taller about, than me, so it's gravity been about really 8 isn't his years friend. Ago,
I think it was. I have to see if he still got the picture, but he was skating, fell, and you know, since his hands are his money, he just fucking tucked him and took it like face first, on his asphalt
face first,
busted his
like second. A porn star,
dude,
took it in the face.
Yeah, I'll have to see if he still got that picture.
There's one time I was in Seattle and I got so jackered up, right, and I had this white, brand new white button up shirt, and I didn't want to get it jacked up, so I'm like vomiting so violently I fell forward. Instead of putting my hands out like to protect myself, like I fell right on my face, like trying to like hold my shirt down not to get in the vomit. And then like instead of putting my hands down and pushing up, I like pushed off the cement with my forehead. And so like my whole face was swolled up and my whole side of my head was all scraped up. Dude, it was horrible. And then like one of my friends came up, I was like, who fucked him up? And like, he didn't get fucked up. He fell on his face. And then my girl at the time like ran off to go get napkins. And I don't know where the fuck she was at. And my other friend, Melissa, she was like, oh my God, I can't, you know, I had puke on my face. She's like, she hands me the softest fucking,
tissue, napkin,
yeah, it was like a handkerchief, the softest handkerchief. I was like, oh my God, this handkerchief's so soft. I'm just cleaning it up. She actually handed me her panties. Oh. She's like, he had puke on his face. I didn't know what to do. So she had a dress on. She just pulled her panties off and had me. I was like, oh, so much better. I woke up the next morning like, oh, this is fucking the worst.
With panties on your head.
Right?
No. I didn't know. She told me later. She's like, yeah. I was like, thank you for the handkerchief. And she's like,
they must have been granny panties, because yeah, you know, right.
Because if they were some tea bags, they're not enough material there to do shit. Yeah, no, you could like maybe just squeezing your fucking face off. Well,
I didn't know that till the next day. Like I said, man, I was so hungover. And then we all went to the Cheesecake Factory, and I couldn't eat anything. I was in the bathroom, just puke, pooping a Corona. I don't know what was going on with me. It was a terrible situation. I don't recommend it. It was bad, but I was like I said, I was seeing like 21, 22 at that point, so. Fresh. Yeah, I puked in their planner. That hotel got fucked up for sure.
Yeah, I don't miss those days.
I don't miss the party days anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay days. I mean, those are okay. I definitely should have probably caught a couple DUIs and probably should have been in jail. And I'm glad that nobody got hurt and survived it and where we're at right now. Older and wiser.
So they say.
Yeah, I still do dumb shit occasionally.
Yeah, like, sometimes they do dumb
occasionally?
Shit.
But, occasionally.
Uber's a big advantage now, though. Like, it's for you to get a DUI, I mean, come on, bro. I mean, you didn't have an Uber. I mean, it's not that expensive. You don't have $10 to get home. Come on. Just do that. Uber out, Uber back.
It depends on where you're at, though.
It was still.
If you live in Orange Park and you're partying at the beach.
Well, don't go to the beach.
It's still worth. I think that Uber's still worth more than a fucking DUI.
Not true. Damn right, man.
Shit, it costs you like $10,000.
Easy.
Yeah.
And then you got a lawyer, and then you got to pay him, and then you, you know.
Probably going to lose your job because you ain't going to have your license.
Well, you get a hardship license, I think.
Listen, I know we're not at an hour and a half or anything, but let's.
You are ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, man. I'm hurting a little bit. I need to get home soon. And
Yeah, that's cool. I haven't been home all day anyway.
Take my meds, and I got to hit up my boss, let her know that I'm not going to come in tomorrow, but I will on Tuesday.
Like, we're going to need one more day on this face.
Fuck yeah, man. At least.
How long before you get to actually, like, sleep laying down?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Tomorrow will be a week. I was told 10 days just so I don't get my blood pressure up.
So by next weekend?
Hopefully, man.
Cool.
We'll see. Like in a recliner? What's up?
No. Bunch of pillows. No, I got a CPAP, so.
It's more Darth Vader.
It's more like.
Nice. Yeah, like Star Wars Art. Going on.
I am your father.
I knew there was something wrong with me.
Anyway, before we go, Art, why don't you give a shout out to our sponsors?
Hey, man, let me go ahead and put a shout out to Lean Impact Nutrition. Doesn't matter if you're a pro or an average Joe. You want a six pack or want that athletic performance edge? Lean Impact Nutrition. Nutrition.com. Order your meals today. And the next one is BlackHiveTattoo.com. If you want the dopest tattoo, especially in the Jacksonville, Northeast Florida area, go to BlackHiveTattoo.com, sign up to their newsletter, and as soon as they have an opening, they'll get you on in.
Sweet. Sherry, you any? She's not here. Also, guys, don't forget about our our website,
words and stuff,
lrtlk.com, where you can find all our episodes, previous ones and the new ones. Or you can also subscribe to iTunes, Google Play, and all those major platforms.
Also, we have an Amazon banner at the bottom, so if you click on that, yeah, and do your normal thing, do your normal shopping that you normally do, it actually kicks us a little bit of money back, can offset production costs
for sure. Guys, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your support. Sorry that I wasn't feeling all that great this week.
Yeah, this one definitely.
Hopefully, next week I should be back to somewhat of a normal, state of mind and, feeling better. And we can throw some more dick jokes your way.
Yeah.
Because we know you like them dick jokes.
Come on, fucko. Shut this thing down.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Bye.